Netanyahu, but he also apparently is grooming the kid in the office of the Metro Police. So a police officer trying to go after young boys. This is a story from Screen Rant. Why was Catch a Predator canceled? The full story explained, and explains that basically had a guy who committed suicide because he got caught on To Catch a Predator, and he ended up, you know, getting caught, running away. They followed him to his house. He shot himself in his house, and it turned out his house was full of child pornography. And the man was a DA, a district attorney. So it's a little embarrassing for the organizations who are ostensibly in charge of enforcing the law to get caught breaking the law in such an egregious and horrifying way. His name was Bill Conrad. He took his life after a sting operation. The last sting operation for To Catch a Predator took place in November 2006 in Murphy, Texas. Louis Bill Conrad Jr. was an assistant attorney general in Rockwall County, Texas. Reportedly, this man sent sexually explicit messages to a person he knew to be underage. That minor was actually an adult member of Perverted Justice, which was an activist group paid consultant for NBC's To Catch a Predator series. Unlike the other 25 men who were captured in the sting, Conrad never ended up coming into the bait house. He ended up fleeing and used a firearm to take his own life. The gun, the death scene, the audio tape of his last words were all caught on camera by NBC. Some believe that his death and the fallout were the main reasons of the show's cancellation. The $105 million lawsuit ended up being settled out of court before it went to trial, with Judge Denny Chin saying that a jury could find that NBC crossed the line from responsible journalism to irresponsible and reckless intrusion into law enforcement. To be totally fair, it is a violation of our rights. We have a right to be accused in a public place where we have the ability to fight that accusation. This does deprive people of that right. However, and actually what happened was a lot of the guys from To Catch a Predator would actually get away with it because they would, you know, be able to say like, well, they violated my rights by doing this, or I knew the person was actually overage. I didn't actually ever talk to a minor. I knew the person was a actor the whole time. And so people would get away. So it wasn't actually the most effective thing at catching predators. It's more effective just to do it quietly behind the scenes and not make a big production out of it. But I think in terms of like making people aware of how children are lured by predators, making the average American aware of, you know, how it works, how the conversations go, how to, you know, tell if your child is being groomed by one of these people. I think it was an extremely valuable thing. And of course, the drama of it and the fact that it is life and death stakes, you know, at play, where like these, you really are watching these people have their lives ruined forever. There's something very compelling about that. It made for very exciting TV, which brought the eyes, which then taught people about, you know, threats that their children face. So overall, I think it was a good thing to catch a predator. I think that, you know, did a good service for America, and I'd like to see it continue. And I'm glad that Hansen is now doing it on his own. I wonder if he's hooked up with Alex Rosen and the pedophile hunters there. But I wonder if they're going to be finding more of the elite through this. It's very interesting. Now, I want to give out the phone number, because I want your calls, probably mostly about UFOs. I want to know what you think about the UFOs. Because as you can probably tell from my coverage, I'm having a hard time taking any of it seriously. Maybe you are taking it seriously. Maybe you have insight into why the release is being handled in the way that it is. Give us a call. The number to dial is 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Give us a call now here on War Room Live, and we'll go to your calls momentarily. We can talk about what's happening in Virginia now. The Virginia Supreme Court has blocked the Democrats' attempted redrawing of the congressional map As midterms approach, the Supreme Court of Virginia has denied a request from Democrats and state officials to lift the lower court order blocking certification of the April 21st redistricting referendum, leaving a voter-approved congressional map that could flip four Republican House seats in legal limbo just months before the 2026 midterm elections. So should we try to disentangle that mess? I genuinely don't even know what it's saying. Okay. So the Supreme Court denied a request from Democrats to lift a lower court order that blocked the certification of the redistricting referendum, leaving a voter-approved congressional map that could flip for in limbo. Okay, so it's leaving that in limbo. All right. So first, they did a referendum to redistrict, basically to ensure that Virginia, despite being a purple state, would only ever have Democratic representation. So they voted on that and approved the congressional map. Then a lower court blocked that certification, didn't let them do the map. And then the Supreme Court denied the request to lift the lower court's order. Okay. It gets a little confusing. Gets a little topsy-turvy here. I wasn't sure what was going on at the end of it. But now I think I understand. So the map is in, quote, legal limbo before the midterm elections. I imagine they have to decide one way or another pretty soon. You got to hold the elections, don't you? You got to campaign for it. And you got to know whether your district even exists. So it sounds like they're probably going to stick to the old map, not the new racist map for 2026, because they're running out of time to institute the new divisions, which is good news because how can you do that? How can you win an election as a Democrat with like 51% of the vote and then change the state's map so that all four Republican districts get eliminated and suddenly it's nothing but Democrat representatives for a population, half of which is Republican? That doesn't make any sense. And of course, they were doing it like openly and just blatantly because they're Democrats and, like, you know, the Republicans are sitting there going, well, we got to reform these, you know, districts because we've had a change in population because, you know, this district has too many people in it now. We got to split it in half. And the way that it's going to happen is it's going to eliminate a Democratic district. And the Democrats are like, you think you can redraw districts? Well, so can we. And we're going to eliminate all the Republican ones. And we're going to use this as a strategy to ensure Democratic domination of Virginia forever. And it's like, well, you're not allowed to do that, idiots. Like, again, the left is just, they've had it so easy for so long in this country. They're all like the Onion. They all act like the Onion. They all just do flagrant fraud and then go out and talk about it, expecting it all to go fine. And then when people point out, like, you've just admitted to your malfeasance, we're not going to let you do this, they cry and scream victim and say, oh my God, we're being oppressed. It's infuriating and exhausting and ridiculous. I feel very bad for the people of Virginia for, you know, what's happening to their state, but y'all got to do something about that. Y'all got to fix it. This is like the heartland of America. It's like the most American state in the union. And it's literally filled with foreigners and radical communists and CIA government contractors. Like, what has happened to that state? And how are you going to get it back if the Democrats just decide you don't deserve representation anymore? Because nobody punishes them for cheating. It's a problem. Your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us. Final segment of War Room Live on AlexJonesLive.com coming up.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, in the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something, that you got the silver folks